Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Man, welcome to the NFL in 25 carries. Man, we don't do this anymore. You got a defense that has pass rushers that will get after your ass on every single play.
We saw the best of it yesterday.
Dude, it was unbelievable. And you got Shane Bowen finally playing some zone. Force, just give up that bench route. Give up that 8-yard out. Who cares? Make the tackle, right? And that's exactly what they did. They made it hard and challenging for one of the best offenses in the NFL to go make big plays after the catch. We'll concede, you know, 6-7 yards, go make big plays after the catch. But by the way, we're going to get in your quarterback's face every single snap.
And we're going to force 2 turnovers and turn it into points,
right?
Which is really the difference.
And this is the team that I think they've always wanted. It took them too long to get it.
Yeah, there's two negatives I take coming out of Sunday. Number one is the obvious, and let's just address it because we haven't yet. And that's what happened to Malik Nabers, who was done for the season.
That sucks.
It sucks for Malik. I mean, it sucks for him, number one. And obviously, his fans, it sucks even more. And I'll tell you, the other thing that kind of sucks is, with Malik Nabers on the field, Jackson Dart threw for 60 of his 110 yards. And that was in a quarter and a half.
Yep.
With Nabers off of the field, and I'll tell you a great example of where you lose Malik Nabers and it really, really sucks. When you throw a touchdown pass and it can't be held on to by Wandale Robinson.
Right. That ball was in his hand.
Dude, that's a catch.
Yeah.
That's a drop. That needs to be caught. That was a play by Jackson Dart. And so what I'm afraid of, not just next week, the week after, is, are we going to really see the best of Jackson Dart when you take away one of the better wide receivers in the sport? And here's the other thing, and this isn't hyperbolic to say, I think you guys would mostly agree with me, that wide receiving room without Malik Nabers is bottom five in the league. Mm. It may be the worst in the league.
Well, there's no threat.
Nothing.
There's no. Oh man, what are we doing with this guy? There's no. Oh, if we play cover man coverage, we got to make sure that safety is on top of this guy. There's none of that.
It's why. And correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, I am not a Giant fan. I'm an IFO. Yesterday, if I'm a Giant fan, would have been such a mixed bag kind of day.
Of course.
I would have been so pumped about the win number 100%.
100%.
I'd have been pumped about the signs I saw from Jackson Dart. But you're losing Malik Nabers for the entire season to a torn ACL?
Right.
It's almost like you look at the football gods and say, are you serious, bro? are you really serious about this?
Yeah. I mean, I look at it because the NFL, it is and will always be a next man up business. One man's injury creates another man's opportunity. And we have been waiting for 3 years now for Jalin Hyatt to be anything. Like, I don't even have an opinion on him because I don't know what to judge him off of. Bo Collins, undrafted rookie from Notre Dame. We saw one humongous play in the preseason. I have no idea what to expect from him. But those guys are going to get opportunities. And so when you get an opportunity, what do you do with it? You just squander it away and let them replace you with somebody else? Or do you take it and run with it? So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Those guys got to step up. And I know it's easy to say that, and I hate when you say, hey, you got to step up and do something, because I can't control that. Only they can control that.
Right.
So,
but it's true.
It's absolutely true. It's their opportunity. There is nobody on the waiver wire. There's no free agent sitting out there.
It'd be a little Jordan Humphrey off the practice squad.
I mean, maybe. Probably.
He had some rapport with Dart in the preseason.
Almost definitely.
That's you guys interested now in Lazard?
No.
Would you want to?
No. Not at all.
No.
As much as I love Odell, no. Not him either.
Oh, wow.
So
I think he wrote the script on that yesterday when he ripped the turf. Kill Life Field. What did he call it?
Death Life Stadium.
Death Life Stadium.
It's pretty
wrong.
Funny.
Not wrong about that.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later on. But you're right. Like, there's no one walking through that door.
No.
And that's just, it's unfortunate for, obviously, Leak, but it's unfortunate for Giant fans. And it's unfortunate in evaluating Jackson Dart.
Yep.
The other thing about Dart, you kind of touched on this, so I am not saying anything that you wouldn't disagree with. He makes me a little nervous.
He plays the
game with a reckless abandon, which you have to love.
Right.
It's a toughness. It's a doggedness to it. But is that sustainable?
Right.
And I just don't know if that is.
It's exactly like Baker Mayfield used to play.
No, you're right.
He was just wild.
But can you stay on the field for every snap?
And that's the challenge.
So here's
what's happening right now with Jackson Dart. So game was yesterday. Was a little less than 24 hours, a little more than 20, started, but it finished a little less than 24 hours ago. He is probably sore than he's ever been because he's got a little bit of a hamstring. He took some shots, some he delivered, and it's not playing against, I don't know, Vanderbilt, even though Vanderbilt's good this year, not even whoever, playing against Georgia, and 60% or 80% of those players are not NFL players. These are beasts.
They're big men.
Huge, huge, like ill-intended defenders. And he took a lot of heat. And so he's sore today. There's no doubt about it. But you won. So it's good sore.
Oh, absolutely.
So as long as you are, it's hurting. Are you hurt? Are you injured? It's hurting and you're not injured. You're good to go.
How long can that last, though? That's my worry. Not how he comes out of Sunday, but how he's going to come out of next Sunday.
I don't know. I mean, he's a stout kid, so he's put together. We met him. You saw him. He's a put-together kid. But part of his game, what makes him so exciting, is he can run.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
And you have to do it.
There was so many positive things about Jackson Dart, and I don't want to be right with what I'm about to say, and I'm not being negative or being a jerk. I'm being honest. I don't think he gets through the full season.
Hmm.
That would be my... And look, we kind of saw a preview of it when they pulled him out, even though it was because of the way he got up. Like, this
that
is...
wasn't the Giants, though.
No, I know
that
it's the league.
The NFL,
but
right.
It's the league.
Right, right.
I just have a tough time seeing him get through the final, what are we up to, 13 games of the season? That's the way I look at it.
Okay. I mean, most quarterbacks don't. Most quarterbacks do miss a game or two. He's going to have to learn.
Oh, especially in this era. You're 1,000% right.
Lamar Jackson is hurt now.
Yeah. You're right. Look, I think in 2025, a quarterback getting through a full season is just less likelier or less likely than it was 15 years ago. How excited are you?
I'm over the moon. I'm excited. Look, but I'm not going to overreact. You're right. There were a lot of rookie mistakes in there. But there was a moment yesterday in the shadow of their own end zone when he rolled out and used his hand to wave Darius Slayton to come back to football. I mean, that was it for me. I looked around at people with me and I said, we're allowed to do that? The quarterback on the Giants is allowed to make that kind of play?
Right.
And
to be aware enough to make that kind
aware.
Of play.
And then the idea, and they talked about it in the postgame, the improvising with Theo Johnson on that third down, just sit.
Right.
Oh, wait, we're allowed to throw the ball on third down to try to kill time at the end of the game? Those two moments were just, I mean, that told me everything I needed to know about Jackson Dart.
Right, of course. I mean, they were playing zone. And again, by the way that they play called this game, it forced the Chiefs' defense to be predictable. And it's something that Jesse Minter hasn't been so far this year in the three division wins that he had to start the season. They were predictable. They were just crushing them on the run game. And so they had to bring the weak side safety, who was Derwin James. They had to bring him.
Mm.
They had to just keep bringing him. And when you do that, you're going to get burned, so you got to play zone behind them. So it became so predictable, you knew how to call the play that was going to get you the first down.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. You are now in love with Jackson Dart.
I'm tepidly in love, but I'm prepared that my heart broke, so I just want to see how this plays out. Okay. I don't like Jackson Dart.
I'm sorry, what was that, Sean?
I don't like Jackson Dart. By the way, you go to the archive, you can find a lot of quarterbacks in the draft I didn't like, I was wrong about. I don't like Jackson Dart. Didn't like Josh Allen either.
Well, you wanted Cam Ward, and he is struggling.
Yeah, he's off to a rough
Jackson,
start.
Jackson won before Cam Ward.
I know.
Bottom line is this. We know the next decade of football in New York's set now, and we're good to go.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.